You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 13th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the Vikings lost a player and they added a player. And the loss is the edge rusher, Danielle Hunter, who I think everybody that was a Viking fan knew was not going to come back. He was not going to sign a new contract, and he will wind up rushing the passer for the Houston Texans as they signed him to a 2-year, $49 million deal. And that includes $48 million guaranteed. In effect, the Texans and the Vikings are trading their 2023 sack leaders because on Monday, Jonathan Greenard, who led the Texans with 12.5 sacks last season, agreed to a 4-year, $72 million contract with the Vikings. And now Hunter headed the other way to the Texans. The Texans also added a running back, getting Joe Mixon in a trade with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, who came to the Vikings, you're wondering? Well, it's veteran running back Aaron Jones. He came to terms on a 1-year, $7 million deal after the Packers said they were going to release him. And the Vikings, of course, earlier this month released Alexander Mattison, and they were not really sold on third-year runner Ty Chandler as their premier back, so they were looking for a veteran to help complement Chandler, and Jones was the guy. He had a great year 2 years ago for the Packers. He started all 17 games and had the most touches of his career, 272, but his 2023 injury struggles really hurt his value with the Packers, in their mind anyway. And the Vikings get a pretty good deal if he produces a little bit. 1 year, $7 million to play in their backfield. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves had a great comeback last night. They were down 22, went on a 20-2 run just before halftime, took their first lead of the game early in the third quarter, and defensively they shut down the LA Clippers in the second half. After giving up 63 first half points, they only gave up 37 in the second half as they rallied and won 118-100. Anthony Edwards had 37. Nikhil Alexander Walker added a season high 28. He hit 5 threes in the game. So did Mike Conley, who finished with 23. Rudy Gobert had 8 points and 11 rebounds before he had to leave the game with a rib injury, the extent of which is not known right now. And the Timberwolves are now just a half game behind in the Western Conference standings as they trail Oklahoma City and Denver, who are tied for first place in the conference. Timberwolves 2-2 on their 6-game road trip. They will play on a Saturday at Utah against the Jazz in their next game. And the Minnesota Wild, well, Kirill Kaprizov scored twice and assisted on another goal. Marc-Andre Fleury made 21 saves, and the Wild earned their 4th victory in 5 games, beating Arizona 4-1. Kaprizov scored an empty netter with 2:32 to play, firing the puck the length of the ice to seal the win. Ryan Hartman and Marcus Foligno also scored for Minnesota. Foligno's goal was an empty netter, too. Former Gopher Nick Bjugstad scored the only goal for Arizona. Now the Wild will host Anaheim on Thursday night, and they are only 4 points out of a playoff spot right now. So they've been getting right back into that playoff conversation. Hopefully they keep it going. Pemberton Law Firm, you can visit them in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and of course online at pemlaw.com. They are one of the sponsors of our Sports Moments and Memories podcast, and they carry a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And I want to just prompt you a little bit here. We have a couple of feature podcasts that we are putting together, which will be making their appearance shortly where you find your podcasts. We're going to have the 1984 Fergus Falls boys basketball team, some of their members and coaches Bob Yorkland and Steve Atchison joining us to review that outstanding state tournament run in 1984, 40 years ago. Got together with them a couple of weeks ago, and you'll be seeing that podcast featuring six members of the 84 team and their two coaches. And we're also working on a tribute to the Pelican Rapids boys basketball Class A state champions from 1984. They had a gathering along with a lot of other Pelican Rapids alumni when Rex Haugen Court was dedicated a couple of weeks back. And we got together with a number of members of that 84 team and Coach Haugen, and we're going to feature that podcast as well, reminiscing about that 1984 state championship season. And that will be coming up here next week during the state boys basketball tournament. So be watching for those feature podcasts. We did one earlier on the Lady Spartans and their national tournament championship from 2000-2001. And we're working on those two that I talked about, the Otter boys state tournament run from 84 and the Pelican Rapids 1984 state championship basketball team. And we also have a podcast in the works on Otter hockey history, which is coming together and will be up in the not too distant future as well. So in addition to our daily podcast, we invite you to check all of those feature podcasts out when they do make their appearance. And part of the reason we're able to do all this is the sponsorship of Pemberton Law that I just talked about a couple minutes ago, and our friends at Lake Area Docks and Lifts, Donovan and Renee Rasmussen. They serve Lakes Area from five convenient locations, and they are so dedicated to supporting youth activities in the communities that they serve and all around the region. And we appreciate their involvement in what we're doing on the podcast. And they are excited about an extended summer the way it looks, right? And they want you to be ready to go. So be sure to visit with the folks at Lake Area Docks and Lifts as you get ready for summer fun on the water. Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Well, tournament time is continuing with big section semifinal action in boys basketball on tap tonight. Section 8 2A has the Pelican Rapids Vikings taking on East Grand Forks at Concordia College in Moorhead. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight, and the winner will play on Friday night at Concordia for the Section 8 2A championship and a state tournament berth. And their opponent will be the winner of tonight's second game at Concordia. That gets underway about 7:45, and that is Park Rapids area against Wadena Deer Creek, number 2 and a number 3 seed going at it in that semifinal. Now in Section 6A, the West Central Area Knights will take on Belgrade Bruton El Rosa for the South Subsection Championship in a section semifinal at Minnewaska Area High School in Glenwood this evening. The Knights are the number 1 seed in the South, BBE the number 2 seed. And in the North, it's Henning and Ada Borup tonight. Henning is the number 1 seed and Ada Borup West is the number 2 seed. They will play tonight at the Hive in Perham. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Randy Misogatis, and you remember 2019, the Henning Hornets won the State Class A Boys Basketball Championship. Well, members of the team that is competing here as the top seed in the North in Section 6A this year were a junior high age back then, 6th or 7th grade, watching this team go on and win the state title to represent their community. And now they are in a position where they are competing strongly against all competition and have a chance to maybe get back and do that again for the Henning community. And I asked Randy about the influence that 2019 season has played on this current group of Hornet varsity players.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. You look up to those other guys, and yeah, they were all back here last Friday night. And, you know, in fact, a few of them come to practice every now and again. So it's, you know, they're still a big part of it. And, you know, I think of Cale specifically. He was in the locker room with those guys. He was on the bench. He was filling their water bottles, and so he grew up with that. And you know, that's a big deal to him. And I was just talking to Lane last week too. There's a picture of Lane at the state tournament, you know, in his orange shirt, and you know, just all smiles cheering for the Hornets. So definitely an influence, and you know, it sort of becomes, you know, hopefully just a positive culture that the next group of kids buys in and tries to follow suit.
Randy Misogatis of the Hanging Hornets, number one seed in the north half of Section 6A. Big game tonight in Perham at 7 o'clock against Ada Borup West. And if the Hornets move on, well, whoever moves on out of that game will face the winner of the West Central Area Belgrade-Brutinel Rosa game, and that would be Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls. And the Underwood School is taking a coach bus for fans to the girls' basketball state tournament game tomorrow and Friday, and the cost is $35 per person. Now, that is for the ride to and from the game only. Admission into the game and food are not included, but you can sign up for the fan bus at the Underwood School office. And they'll be leaving, well, they'll load at 8:15 tomorrow morning and leave for Williams Arena at 8:30 tomorrow morning as they will play Southwest Minnesota Christian, the Rockets, in their opener, the quarterfinal round at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, actually at the Maturi Pavilion, which is just down the hall from the Williams Arena court. So good luck to Brian Hovland and his Underwood girls basketball team tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. And we thank you for joining us for our podcast today. Be sure to come back again tomorrow. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.